Well, I see a country where the people are very pleased and proud that they are now an independent nation. I see a country where there have been some achievements. We have the establishment of working ministries, for example, governors' offices. But I see a country where the humanitarian and development challenges are significant.
From your visit to Jonglei, did you see that livelihood has returned to normal?
I did not see that. I met a lot of people who continue to be fearful about returning to the areas where they come from. I flew over villages which had been burnt to the ground. It's extraordinarily difficult to know when people will feel secure enough to return.
And what do you think could be done to help them regain that trust?
Well, we have an enormous challenge because, of course, we are approaching the rainy season, which will make it even more difficult, one, to get humanitarian supplies to people, but means that you have a pause before people are, for example, able to plant whatever they might need for the coming season. People have lost their cattle, they're so dependent on their cattle. I mean, farming is not the thing that keeps these communities going. So restoration of their cattle is the thing that people really want. They don't have money to buy cattle, so it's very hard to see what will happen to them in the future.
In recent violence in Jonglei, particularly in Pibor by last December, well, unlike the other waves of violence that we had before, it was in retaliation, and even the NGOs and aid providers were targeted.
Yes.
Don't you think that this is now getting into an alarming, stage, from being a tribal raid for cattle, now it is a mission to kill?
It's extremely serious. I heard terrible stories from women whose husbands had been killed, their children had been abducted. I saw people who had were hurt in the violence. In addition to that, as you say, humanitarian supplies were targeted. So the situation is very, very serious indeed.
Yes, if you are put in a table where you have the warring communities, the two sides, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that this is people, this is women, children, fathers, brothers, mothers, that you're all South Sudanese and you should be proud to be South Sudanese, and that the violence has to stop.